Welcome to Five Star Radio. Consider this your warning.
Hey there, cats and kittens. I'm Mike Coughlin. This is Five Stars of Radio at halfcredit.com. I'm bored, so you're getting a show. Isn't it wonderful how that worked out for everyone involved, except for you? Because this audio quality may suck. It's a beautiful, and I mean beautiful day outside, but it's a little windy. So the normal stellar quality you get when a grown man walks two dogs and talks to himself may be dissipated a little bit. It's almost Halloween. I bring that up only because, and here comes some wind, woo! That's not why. I didn't bring it up because of wind. That'd be weird. I bring it up because one of the neighbors down the street has like a Halloween, you know, shit in the front yard. Oh, spooky dead people and all this. It's fine, whatever. But one of the things they have is a plain white cross, like you would see in cemeteries and such. Except for the first day I looked out, I saw it. And I didn't see anything else except for that cross. And it fucking threw me for a loop. It was really weird. Because, like, you know, sometimes people will put, like, because his house is on a corner. And people will put at the corner of something, like, where there was, like, a car accident. They'll put, like, oh, here's a cross where so-and-so died and whatever, blah, blah, blah. I looked out and I go, what the fuck? Like, I see those fake tombstones and all that. And it's like, okay, you can expect to see a fake tombstone. And you're not going to think, hey, look, I wonder if they actually buried a body in that front yard. But when you see, like, just a regular old cross in someone's front yard, it's like, oh, shit, did something happen? Is that the spot of a tragedy? Wow, you dogs are really pissy today. Like, literally. Oh, well, yeah. Halloween's fine. I don't know. I'm not a really big holiday fan. Shocking that a cynical dick like me. My least favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. Can't stand it. Today, by the way, is Monday when I'm recording this. Tomorrow's Tuesday, which means two things will have happened. One of them is important, one of them isn't. Canada will have held their elections, and the new and probably final Star Wars trailer will have come out. Sorry, Canada, but I bet you anything that the Star Wars trailer coming out generates more interest and possibly leads to actual more economic stimulus in the world than Canada does. Seriously. You're Canada. That's just it. You're Canada. Fuck off. What do we talk about? Not a lot to talk about. You know, there's a UFC coming up later this week. World Series of Fighting came and went. You can read the recap. Needless to say, John Fitch fought Yushin Okami, and the fight was exactly as one would expect a fight between John Fitch and Yushin Okami to go. Blago Ivanov, known for beating Fyodor in Combat Sambo, won his fight over something Mehmed. It was okay. The highlight was Chael talking about, oh, he beat him in Sambo, but blah, blah, blah. I kind of downplayed it a little bit. And then getting a text on air, he said, from Joe Rogan, correcting him and talking about Combat Sambo, which they didn't know, which nobody on the announced crew, which included David Branch, who holds a title at middleweight and light heavyweight in the World Series of Fighting, had ever heard of. They did not know about Combat Sambo. What the hell is that? Come on, Chael. I just gave you shit. Should have been a little more researched. The flyweight fight, actually, it wasn't terrible. It was just so predictable. Flyweights in MMA are very similar to boxers. And that they, boxing often has a lot of skill, but you can just tell a fight's going the distance. Because both guys are just too good to really get finished. The Galeni Golovkin fight this weekend, notwithstanding. But it was like, I'm watching it, and they're very skilled, And they probably will end up in the UFC, at least the Russian one. Or Chechnya, I guess it is. I'm putting something in the mailbox, dogs. I don't want to... Oh, we can walk this way. I don't care. It was... Blah. You know, I mean, it was there. Nick Newell fought some dude no one's ever heard of. Okay. Nick Newell fights are always... captivating, I guess is the word, for no other reason than the dude has one fucking hand. I'm sorry, one arm. He ends at the elbowy area. Which he does not wear a glove on. Which I guess makes sense. I'm not really sure. I don't know if he's even got, he didn't even have like a little flipper or anything. He clearly got gassed, but he won the fight due just basically being able to wrestle. Afterwards, he announced he was retiring. Actually, check the front page of halfguarded.com, as you should, for our daily update. And you can really see how emotional he was about this. Like, this retirement really meant something to him. Like, this is a guy who's, you know, 29 years old, retires with one loss, therefore has as many losses as he does hands. It's terrible, but hey, so does Chris Weidman. What? That's a good joke. He's like basically saying like I can't, I'm beat up and blah blah blah. And I'm guessing that the fight when he with Justin Gaethje where he got lit up, that was July of last year. I think after that he kind of realized he's gone about as far as he can in MMA. That. Yeah, I'm thinking that he could maybe make it to the UFC, but I don't know. I remember when him and Gaethje fought, it was kind of, it felt awkward. Like, I don't really want to see this. It was a completely irrational thought, because Newell has proven himself more than capable as an athlete, as a wrestler, as a grappler, and as a professional fighter. He's beaten, you know, legitimate fighters. These guys aren't jokes, they are professionals. Sorry for the win! I mean, they're not the greatest pros or anything like that, but they are guys who are good enough, as a general rule, to be in the World Series of Fighting, so whatever. You know, I mean, if you want to equate that to double or triple A baseball, so be it. It's still pretty damn high level athletics. But he's still got one arm. And when you're seeing him in there, it was just kind of like that instinct of, he's getting his ass beat. Like, it's like Matt Hamill. Like, I know Matt Hamill's not actually mentally retarded, disabled, differently abled, blah, blah, blah. But when he speaks, he sounds retarded because he's deaf. And I know he's only deaf. And that's it. Everything else about him is totally normal, I assume. But when he speaks, it's like, he sounds retarded. And actually, he had the most exciting fight of the night, him and Vinny Magalhaes. Or Magalhaes. 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 I mean, you should have heard them try to pronounce Vinny's last name. Nobody could agree on it. It was amazing and it was awesome. But that's actually the best fight of the night because, Hamill dropped Vinny with an uppercut in the inside. And, and Vinny went down. It was like, he's in trouble. Hamill went for the finish for ground and pound. I don't blame you. You think you've got it. And sometimes one shot's all it takes after that. Vinny immediately, grabs an armbar that comes really close. It's like, holy shit. And as Hamill pulls out, at that point it was over for Hamill because he was too close. Vinny grabbed, swiveled his hips, went for a knee bar, and that was it. It was, a very exciting minute or two. Just shows how great Vinny is on the ground. I mean, he is as good as it gets. Which in hindsight makes it funny because I recall when he was on Ultimate Fighter. And somebody like, it was a season when Nogueira coached, I think, against Mir. And they were asking, can you beat Nogueira in jiu-jitsu? And he basically flat said, yes. And at the time, I wasn't totally sure of that. And you never know. I mean, Nogueira is what he is right now. I mean, he's so broken. But Nogueira was a very, very good jiu-jitsu practitioner. But now it's like, holy shit. I mean, Vinny's game is so outstanding. And he's somebody like I was saying, you know, I broke it down pretty well. I did. You got to go back and listen. That's right. Go back and listen to a man walk dogs and preview a fight, the ending of which you already know, just so you can confirm this man knew something that was somewhat obvious. But he's like, you know, I said Vinny's the kind of guy that off his back will be hyper aggressive. And he was. He even admitted that he would be. He said, my style means I'm going to lose the decision. Oh, I'm walking right into the wind. I'll bet this annoys the shit out of everyone. It's free fucking content. And we have so much content on the site, and we don't really make much money from podcasts anyways, I guess. I think if we charged for them, we would. Then, you know, you'd be subscribed. Of course, if we charged for them, I'd do them all in studio, and they'd be good. But I don't. Maybe I should. For like $1 a month, you could get all the podcasts. I can make like 10 or 12 bucks a month. How much would you pay? Dun, dun, dun. Anyways. So, yeah, I mean, if anyone, he was great. Overall, the show was fine. Blah, blah, blah. If you didn't see it, there's zero to go out of your way to see except for the Vinny Matt Hamill stuff. Go on YouTube. I think the highlights are there. That's definitely worth seeing just because it's really fun. I mean, it's a dude almost getting knocked out and then immediately submitting his opponent. It was beautiful. That was exactly what MMA is. It was a world-class jiu-jitsu guy versus a very good wrestler and somebody almost getting knocked out and then immediately submitted off of two brilliant-looking submissions. That's the sport. This is what you love about it. Where everything can happen in a split second. All aspects of the game were demonstrated. It was great. I loved it. Good times. We're ahead by all. Except for Matt Hamill, who lost. I don't know if he retired. I know he's retired before. Somebody got garbage all over the place. What else? Oh, in the world of MMA today, Chris Weidman has shoes. He signed an endorsement deal with Reebok. Because, of course he did. Like, I like how these guys are all signing these deals with Reebok. And everybody, oh, they make a big deal. Reebok signing. And I know that it's different. It's different than the fight kit deal that they all get. This is extra money and so on and so forth. But, and the guys can sign with anyone they want. They can have a Nike deal. They just can't you wear Nike inside the cage. Which I understand. The NFL has that. You know, you can't, they pay big money to have that fucking swoosh there. They really, it's the smartest fucking piece of branding in the history of the world. One little thing that is unobtrusive and you instantly know what it means. Brilliant. Just fucking brilliant. The most recognizable symbol on earth, I think. That and the McDonald's M. So I get it. You know, okay, fine. But MMA is not big enough that you guys are going to get outside sponsorships. Although I did see it was like Sand Nutrition or something like that. I swear that's what they're calling it. A World Series of Fighting had a bunch of commercials with Johnny Hendricks of all people. I'm just like looking at this going, the fuck? So yes, in theory, if MMA ever was truly, truly big, some guys would get individual sponsorships. And you know what, though? I know why guys complain. I think that the sponsoring of Reebok has been blown out of proportion. Because, let's face it, even in real sports, how many athletes actually have sponsorships? Like, the biggest one's basketball. Basketball has it huge with the shoes. Because it's such an easy one to sponsor. Because you can sponsor a product that they can wear on the court. Like, it's very easy. Like, and it's something like, oh, wow, if I want to play basketball, I could get the same shoes as him. You feel like you're perfect. Baseball, rarely do you see very many athletes have sponsorship deals in baseball. Like, so it's always part of Subway and shit like that. But how many football players have sponsorship deals? Probably a handful at best. at best. And some of the guys get local things. I'm sure it's the same with MMA. There's some local guys getting stuff here and there, no doubt. A lot of their sponsors are local. But it's tough. There's nothing about MMA to really sell to people. Like, you can come up with a t-shirt, and that's about it. But it's like with baseball. I mean, baseball, what's the one thing everybody buys in connection with baseball? A hat. And that's the team. That's not even a person. Because who the fuck would wear a hat that has this A-Rod on it? Or anybody on it. It'd be weird. I mean, that'd just be very odd. You would never wear a hat that says, I like Peyton Manning. Like, football's got that problem. Nothing that football about football is really something that you'd buy and wear as regular clothing, except for the jerseys. Baseball has that a little bit. What Reebok really should do is figure out some way to create shorts for everyday people. To take like the fight kit shorts, and maybe they do that, and sell them as athletic shorts, shit that you'd wear to the gym. And possibly figure out some way to do the same thing with, like, that's just it though. Like, pants are tough. Shirts are the accessory in clothing. Pants generally aren't. You know, if you're me, you wear sweatpants all the time. But otherwise, you wear jeans or you wear khakis and that's it. Like, those are, as a dude, that's pretty much your options. When it comes to shorts, you know, your shorts are going to be, you know, some people wear basketball shorts. And again, like I said, athletic shorts, things like that. That's fine. Reebok could sell that. Maybe they do. But otherwise, you're going to have, like, cargo shorts that look like UFC fight kits. Like, that'd be weird. You could do it, I guess. Otherwise, these are men that basically fight half naked. There may be more sponsorship opportunities for the women than for the men, just because you could sell sports bras and underwear. And I guess you could do that. You could start selling. In fact, that's actually a pretty good idea. I should write that down. If you're Reebok, you could sell the fight kits as underwear. You could definitely do that. And that may be the only way to really sell it. Because it is underwear. The women, you could do it very easily with sports bras and things like that. And underwear might be something that I could see somebody buying. Because they go, you know what, I kind of like it, but it's MMA. You don't want to work too much, MMA dude bro shit out in there in public. Hey, look, I love cage fighting. Like, I actually wear a lot of shit, but it's all tends to be jiu-jitsu related. And most of those are free t-shirts I got for entering tournaments. And I'm like, fuck, I got a free t-shirt. I don't have to buy clothes for a while. Because I'm a grown man, and I don't care. For the first, I haven't cut my hair like in a month. It's the longest I've gone without shaving my head in forever. Since my dad died in 2012. Holy shit, I know. My dad's dad. I never mentioned that before. So anyways, you could buy. So Chris Weidman's got a deal, and they're going to make shoes. And they're like fucking like American flag shoes. They're just ugly as shit. Chris Weidman's like all American. Like, he's really pretty. Like, I'm trying to be like the patriotic fighter. Like, his gimmick is America. I'm like, what the fuck? This works if you're Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, you sell Irish shit? That works, because if you're in America, Americans like Irish shit. We have all kinds of American flag stuff, and holy shit, these shoes are ugly as shit. I mean, those are the final product. Fuck, man, no one's buying that. But I can see underwear catching on. That's a pretty good idea. I wonder if they do sell that. I really could go look. My God, actually, I will. And then I'll write about it, so you might see that. If you've read an article on the site and you saw that, and you go, huh, I wonder where that came from? Now you know. It came from me walking around. That's right, Reebok, you owe me big. My wandering thoughts may have just made you money and saved you. Because I'd wear like UFC underwear. Like, underwear is underwear. And it's a way to like wear something and kind of, I got my Conor McGregor's on, like, not embarrass yourself in public, but still allow yourself to kind of play fantasy fighter and all that stuff, which is really what you're doing when you sell apparel from sports teams and stuff like that. You allow a guy to pretend like he's part of the fantasy. So anyways, yeah, that's it. That's our show. We'll be back in a day or two. There's obviously content galore. And when we come back in the next show, we should be in studio and it should be previewing UFC Fight Night from Dublin, Ireland, headlined by Joe Duffy versus Dustin Poirier, and not featuring Ben Rothwell. So thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, I'm Mike Coughlin. I'm quite humble as your host, and I'm saying to one and all, love each other.
I was a five-star man before the internet, and I'm damn sure a five-star man now, okay? I just gotta drop the dead weight so I can shine.